Craig down, baby.
No time to browse the web this week? Well, you know nothing. But Sham Ramaswaran, host of the podcast Sideshow, hangs five for us every week with the Friday Five. Five online things you have to check out this week. And this week, winter is coming. We're all in on Game of Thrones. Season 5 premieres on Sunday. Sean, welcome.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
What's the best GOT-related web stuff this week?
Well, last week, it was like a lot of fan stuff. But this week, the Game of Thrones tribute and recaps reached this critical mass where other TV shows were posting stuff online. The first thing I think everyone got a glimpse of was Jon Snow at a dinner party with Seth Meyers and his pals for his show. And if we know anything about Jon Snow, one of the main characters in Game of Thrones, it is that
he knows nothing.
He knows nothing, and he also knows nothing about dinner etiquette.
Thank you all so much for coming over.
Of course, this is so nice.
You know, I actually walked here all the way from Brooklyn because it's so beautiful today.
Oh, yeah, New York is gorgeous in the spring.
Spring is officially sprung.
Winter is coming.
He proceeds to talk a lot about, you know, the fact that he's a bastard, as they say in the show, and that his first love died, and that he doesn't know who his mother is. It's really depressing stuff, and
just not great dinner company.
It just makes it really uncomfortable for Seth and his pals.
Number two,
the Washington Post used to be a troubled publication, and then that guy from the Amazon bought it. I read, mm-hmm. I don't know, yeah, something like that. And now they have the money to do the Illustrated Guide to all 426 deaths in all four seasons of Game of Thrones. They did this huge presentation of all the deaths with like charts and little characters and little icons. It was really impressive and thorough.
Number three,
Key and Peele from Comedy Central did their own recap of deaths from Game of Thrones. It wasn't as thorough as the Washington Post's, but it was probably a lot cheaper and a lot funnier for sure.
But you know who my favorite character is?
Who's that dog?
Khaleesi's.
Khaleesi.
You know I'll be liking some Khaleesi's door. But what about Khaleesi's straight up with them dragons?
What?
Khaleesi's with them dragons. And Khaleesi's all like this. And then we talking about. Just straight roasting goats!
Yo!
Oh my God.
That's the old Liam Neeson's bit.
There's two valets in L.A. who are really into Liam Neeson's. Yeah. Liam Neeson's, of course, does not yet appear in Game of Thrones, but Khaleesi's does, and also Peter Dinklage, who they refer to as Da Dinkles.
Number four,
you know, it's not just late night TV getting in on the Game of Thrones action this week. Sesame Street also took a swipe at season 5. Before we play the clip, I think we should set up the fact that instead of playing the sort of figurative Game of Thrones, they play the literal Game of Thrones, which is a game of musical chairs.
Westeros needs a new king or queen, and to decide, we will play a game. A game of chairs!
Huzzah!
And here to tell you how to play the game is Grover Bluejoy. Grover Bluejoy? Where is Grover Bluejoy?
Sorry, I'm late! But it was really hard getting over that wall out there.
It's so much more pleasant than the actual show.
I want to be a kid again so I can enjoy that as a child. Let's hope that isn't like a gateway drug to the actual show because those kids are going to be traumatized.
We don't need kids watching Game of Thrones. Kids, if you're listening, earmuffs. Number five.
For those of us who aren't yet caught up, I mean, what are you doing with your life? But also, Jimmy Fallon and The Roots were nice enough to do a rap recap or a re-rap of the show.
King Joffy was dead and gone. Soon after saying them wedding vows. Apparently it's poison involved. Everybody blamed it on Tyrion. Bran had a premonition now, and he's off to find what he's dreamt about.
So if you're not down with the GOT and you don't know what Sean and I are talking about, you can go to that recap, get all caught up.
That's right.
Binge four seasons, get up on Game of Thrones because season 5 starts Sunday. Sean Ramaswaran is host of the podcast Sideshow, produced by our friends at Studio 360. Sean, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Zombie power got activated. A white walker done touched the baby. All right, y'all, the whole thing is crazy. Bow with you kind of scared. It's about family honor, yeah. Tyrion went to the John and then took the life of his father there. Ain't playing no Game of Thrones. Stannis said he gonna claim the throne. By the end of season 4, folks are up in that danger zone, yeah. It's nothing but drama. It's nothing but drama, yeah. It's nothing but drama. It's nothing but drama, yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.